I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E. Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, January 22nd, 2024 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, but we will concentrate on the less wild, less dystopic today. It's another Monday with Mitzi, and I'm joined by my special guest, my mom, Mitzi. Good morning, Mitzi.
Good morning, Christopher.
How the hell are you?
Oh, my gosh. How the hell are I? I are groovy because I'm kicking. That's my theme for the day. We're kicking. Kicking it.
Cool. All right. Yep, I like it.
Yep. If it's in the way, we're kicking it out of the way. And if it needs to be kicked up a notch, we're kicking it up a notch. And so I'm just kicking through the winter.
I see. Well, we were... I'm in Montana, you're in Washington, so it was down close to 40 below for a hot minute where I am, and it was not much warmer where you are for a hot minute. Now we're up to about 30 here, you're up to almost 40 there, so it's time to break out the shorts, time to break out the bathing suits.
Right, yeah, exactly. It's we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave.
Yeah, white Christmas.
That means that what is on the ground is a mess and going to get messier.
And, you know, it's also an interesting coincidence that, you know, in recent years, the weather is the worst, strangest possible thing it could be, no matter what it is. And that sounds cynical, but, you know, for example, now it warms up. And over here, for instance, it's warmer, but... it does that thing where somehow at night, in the middle of the night, it gets warm enough for things to melt enough. For example, if automobiles are outside, then stuff melts and it allows water to get into all the cracks and crevices and nooks and crannies. And then it promptly freezes again. So that means that, you know, for the automobiles that are outside, the windows and everything are all completely frosted and frozen over, and also maybe water creeps into, I don't know, sunroofs and places like that, or plastic parts, and then when it freezes, of course, water expands as ice, and so who knows what happens then. It's interesting how it's always the worst possible thing. And then there's the slushy stuff, like you're saying, you know, that get slushy in the wee hours, and then about the time people want to go to work, it freezes again into nasty frozen stuff.
You know, I wonder if the cars like run away in the night and go meet at the car wash and drive through the car wash. It almost seems like that, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we don't want to obsess too much about this kind of stuff, but I want to talk a little bit about golf and Nick Dunlap and his win over the weekend. But before we do that, speaking of strange things, I thought I would mention this. This headline, NBC Montana, published last Friday, the 19th. And I think this just says it all. Yellowstone Club becomes first ski resort in Montana to turn wastewater into snow. So, you know, the old joke, my grandparents' generation used to say, you know, don't you know it on my head and tell me it's raining. Well, now I guess you know what on your head and they're telling you it's raining. Not well, snowing in this case.
I just don't even know what to say about that. Seriously?
And so from the article, Big Sky Montana, the Yellowstone Club, the elite resort near Big Sky that in the past has counted Bill Gates, Justin Timberlake, and Jessica Biel as members, has become the first ski area in Montana to turn wastewater into snow. Mommy, why is all the snow yellow? And while skiing on what was once sewage might seem odd at first blush, resort officials and local conservation groups said it's both safe and beneficial to the environment, especially during dry winters like this one. That's funny because if you've been in some parts of Montana in the last, you know, since this was published, it's been snowmageddon. So it's been relentless. I mean, there was a period, not down there, but further up north, you know, northwest Montana, where I think we got about 3 feet in a week in, you know, some of the towns. So snowmageddon, and of course on the ski hills they get more, but that's the story. Safe and beneficial to the environment, especially during dry winters like this one, which has left some ski areas in the state shuttered. In fact, the article says, Richard Chandler, vice president of environmental operations for the Yellowstone Club, said this week that the new program to turn wastewater into snow is helping the resort open more runs than it otherwise might be able to this winter. And so he said, without snowmaking, we'd be skiing on a lot less terrain. So, one, yes, Virginia, there is engineering of weather and the environment. This reminds me of, you know, you may not know this, but I learned to ski very early in life at about 4 years of age.
And yes, you did.
Not far from this story, I recall being in a lodge. I'm pretty sure I know where that was. I remember at about 7 years old hearing, we're going to seed the clouds, and so tomorrow we'll have snow. I remember hearing that. And now you tell people stuff like that. No, that's, well, not only are they doing it, but, you know, they're doing yellow snow. I wonder if, you know, it's the Yellowstone Club. Are they going to call it the Yellow Snow Club now? I don't know.
Why not? You know, changing names seems to be a pretty popular thing to do these days.
Yeah, absolutely. So I thought that was, pretty interesting. Especially, I mean, like the article says, the Yellowstone Club is for the fancy people. So...
Yeah, I know people that have gone there. Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Neither have I.
And I don't think I'd go skiing there either.
Yeah. I don't really. Yeah. This is a very interesting development. There's more, but I mean, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Wow. That's all I got to say is wow.
Yeah. How's that for a Monday?
That opener. I would definitely kick that out of my way. I'll tell you, I don't think you need to ski that bad if you've got to turn wastewater into snow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty strange. And so, you know, I think it's interesting. You know, there's a deeper discussion there somewhere about what's going on, because if they can make it snow with wastewater there, then, you know, what else is going on? And I would argue that there's a reason why they are inclined to believe that there's less snow than maybe there should be or has been in previous years. Maybe there's a reason why that's happening. There seems to be a lot of engineering going on. In that same area, there's the issue of the grizzly bear. They just, the announcement was just made. I'll leave it at this, but Outdoor Life article. After 31 years, feds move ahead with plans to introduce grizzlies to Bitterroot Mountains. Bitterroot Mountains of Montana and Idaho are one of the 6 grizzly bear recovery zones in the lower 48, but they still don't have a breeding population. This isn't the article that I was thinking of, but it's similar. This is a separate article. The Bitterroot is not the area really that I'm thinking of, although I would say that it is an adjacent area. There's a gap around the Montana-Wyoming border of about, I think, 35 miles that the folks who study this stuff, U.S. Fish and Wildlife and Montana FWP, say that bears don't travel, the grizzlies don't travel, and they're trying to bridge that gap. So there's that, and there's this story, and so those things are interesting. And I thought maybe one story that kind of goes with it, for whatever it's worth, but we need to get to the golf stuff, is I thought this was humorous. In the Post-Independent in Colorado, they have a story. What's behind the resistance to wolves in Colorado? Yeah, Colorado, how come you don't want wolves? What's the big deal? And if you've been in the Idaho, Montana, you know, the panhandle of Idaho and particularly western Montana area for the last 30 years, 25, 30 years, you've heard people upset about wolves, and you've heard the wildlife, you know, fish and wildlife types saying, no, it's fine. Everything's fine. There's no impact, but there is. So that was ironic. Colorado, how come you don't want wolves? And Colorado is one of the places that usually leads the yellow snow discussion. Let's do that. So, anyway, how about golf stuff? Should we talk about golf stuff? Okay.
Let's get ready for golf.
So, there's the LIV golf controversy I mentioned, I think, in one of maybe the last, if not the last, then the one before that, I think it was the last Monday that we did. After that, I think the following day, I mentioned that one of my no's, my hard no's for the year, is no LIV golf. But it's always been no for me. I have no interest in LIV for the Saudi-backed golf league for what it represents, the folks who I think are a mutinous bunch. I think it's pretty obvious what you're all about if you will do these secret things, and most of them denied it up front and then ended up jumping ship. I think, you know, we have talked, you and I have talked a lot off air, but I think even on air a little bit about this. Golf is special in terms of sport and those kinds of things because it's more about character. And speaking of Nick Dunlap's win over the weekend, the first amateur since to win a PGA Tour event since 1991. Some guy named Phil Mickelson did it back then. I've never heard of that guy, but speaking of LIV Golf, just kidding. But his parents, when they were interviewed, his dad said, of course, I'm paraphrasing, but he said something like, of course, I'm proud of his accomplishment, you know, to win. This is, it's amazing. But he said, I'm more proud of him as a person. And that to me is the difference in golf. There's a reason why the LPGA is called the LPGA and not the WPGA, like the WNBA. It's Ladies Professional Golf Association. And in men's, the gentleman is presumed. It would be, you know, to make the point, it would be the GPGA if we went that far. It wouldn't be the MPGA. It wouldn't be men's professional golf. It would be gentlemen's professional golf, because that's the difference. It's supposed to be that kind of a game or a sport where it's kind of a demonstration of character. You have any thoughts on that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, my first thought is, I don't know who I read that said it, but I believe it. You can learn more about a person's character in 18 holes of golf than you can going on vacation with them for 2 weeks. And I think that is one of the most amazing things about golf, is that people cannot hide their character. So that is why it is gentlemen and ladies, or, you know, or jerks. I mean, you know, people just can't help but show their character. So that's one of the things that fascinates me, that I love the most about golf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Anyway, I just, we can go sit at a golf course in the clubhouse or on the patio and have lots of fun just observing, you know, observing people. And it's just, I think it's pretty darned amazing that it's like that.
I agree. Yeah, it's fascinating how that works. And I feel like we're losing some of that. You did some first tee stuff for a while, right?
I did. You know, it takes me back many, many years. I remember one winter in January, I was really at a low point. There's just, you know, some things going on that I was having a hard time with. And I just had this revelation. I thought, you know, I would be happy if I was on a golf course every day. And I thought, well, for heaven's sakes, I can't afford to play golf every day. And then I thought, well, I could if I worked at a golf course. And that's exactly what I did next. As soon as the ground cleared and the grass got green, I started working in a golf course. And I did that for several years, loved it. And then I found out that we were finally going to bring the first tee to our community. And when I found out what golf course it was coming to, I went to work at that golf course and I became a first tee coach. And it was just fabulous. It's a great program. And I think it should be, you know, really, really, I don't know, advertised or brought to the forefront. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. We're headed into a break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break. Years ago.
Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge. And I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214, or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Welcome back. So when you heard, jumped on the opportunity to do the first tea stuff, when you heard where it was going to be?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Because I had been, you know, I'd been watching golf and following golf for a long time. And I would see at different golf tournaments, these kids that, you know, it really enhanced their lives quite a bit because, you know, something that you and I have talked about for a long time is the difficulty of kids playing sports and having an opportunity, first of all, to play sports, and second of all, for it to be fair, whether, you know, it's a school level or intramural or whatever. And there are very few things for kids that promote them individually, that, you know, they basically play the game by themselves. And we witnessed a lot of that actually with your son and the showing of character on the golf course with things that he experienced,
yeah,
and we experienced with him. But there's just nothing like the first tee because, you know, it teaches the nine principles of life along with a golf lesson in each principle in each class that you teach. And I just don't think there's anything like it. It's a brilliant program.
Mm-hmm. So what are the nine principles of life?
I was afraid you're going to ask that. I'd have to grab my notes. I don't have my notes, but I could probably get them in the next break. I'm not going to even start, you know, I mean, sportsmanship and, uh-huh, you know, but they're just character building, yeah, principles. It's wonderful.
Things that should go without saying. It's interesting, you know, if you don't have those somewhere, it's, you know, nice to see there somewhere. And I really do think that golf is special, and you know that's why I have such a hard time with the live golf thing. I agree. I think Brandel Chamblee has been vindicated. I think that he has been right about what he has said, and I would maybe even go further. I think that what the live golf organization and sort of everything it stands for is harmful. You know, there are examples like, what's his name? Now I can't think of his name. Why can't I think of his name? I can hear his voice and see his face. Not Gary McCord. Gary is his buddy. Who am I thinking of? Ugh. I can't even hear. No, I can even hear the theme song of his show. Oh, golly.
It'll come to you.
Yeah. That's terrible. I am north of 50 now. You know, I don't know if I get any grace for that, but what the heck is his name? It's terrible.
Sometimer's disease. Sometimes, sure, you remember. Sometimes, sure, you forget.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my goodness. See, that's what happens. I joke about, you know, anybody who's jumped ship and gone to live golf, and my brain says, okay, well then we'll just flush all that. Consider it flushed. I didn't mean literally. We should keep some of that stuff around for, you know, just in case. We don't need to get rid of all of it just summarily, but.
And then we're losing some of our golf legend, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So LA Times ran the story on Friday. Jack Burke Jr., oldest living Masters champion, dies at age 100. So that's one big example. So, you know, from that article, Jack Burke Jr., the oldest living. We headed into a break again? I think we are. I'll hold it. Yeah, we're headed into a break right now. I'll hold that thought. And hopefully I'll remember the name of the gentleman whom I, you know, whose name escapes me at the moment. I'm sure I will. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you
welcome
know
back.
How I feel.
Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, January 22nd. And before we continue, congratulations to the Week 8 book winner, the winner of the Week 8 book of the second annual John Stab Miller Book Drive. Congratulations, it's KS, right? So, congratulations, sir or ma'am. And also still have the quilt raffle happening. So see the post, RBN's New Year Rebel Madman Rabble Razor post for details. Make a donation of $250 or more for your chance to win fabulous cash and prizes, including the Confederate battle flag quilt, the RBN mug, t-shirt, business cards, bumper stickers, all kinds of fun stuff. And most importantly, your help in supporting the network is greatly appreciated. Thank you to everyone who participated in the second annual John Stabmiller book drive. Thank you to everyone who's participating in the quilt raffle. And thank you to everyone who continues to support the network and make infotaining content like today possible. So the person, the gentleman that I was thinking of, is none other than David Faraday.
Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah, well, me too, but the jumping ship, it's heartbreaking. So
I know.
There was a New York Post article back in 2022 titled David Faraday on his jump to live golf, and continuing it says, they paid me a lot of money. So from the article, players have trolled out a myriad of dubious reasons for joining the controversial LIV Golf series. Growing the game and more time at home with family among them. David Faraday, who ditched NBC Golf Channel to become an analyst for the Saudi-backed circuit, at least stated the obvious. Money, Faraday told the Toledo Blade. People don't talk about it. I hear, well, it's to grow the game. Bull, they paid me a lot of money. And I think that really characterizes what has happened. And so that's why I think it's unfortunate. I think that's a demonstration of a lack of character on the part of many folks. And like I said, the way that it, as this article points out, the way that people have tried to sort of dance around the obvious is also disappointing, has been for me. But speaking of David Faraday, he's the one who has described LIV Golf as, you're at a party and a game of golf breaks out. And I just, Animal House on the golf course is not good for the legacy of golf. That's not the history of golf. That's not ladies and gentlemen building and revealing character. That's something entirely different. And so there's that for whatever it's worth. But back to the article, LA Times article about Jack Burke Jr., oldest living Masters champion, dies at age 100. So from the article, Jack Burke Jr., the oldest living Masters champion who staged the greatest comeback ever at Augusta National for one of his two majors, died Friday morning in Houston. He was 100. So he's, part of this collection of folks down in Texas who, as, when they asked Ben Hogan, how did you, come by your swing? He said, I dug it out of the dirt, basically. And he was part of the what they call the Great Triumvirate. And seems that there's something in that dirt down there that produces golfers like Hogan or like Jack Burke Jr. So continuing from the article, Burke, a member of the World Golf Hall of Fame, also won the PGA Championship and was equally skilled as a teacher. He built the fabled Champions Golf Club in Houston and delivered lessons along with a dose of homespun wisdom. Why did golf give us 34 rules when God only gave us 10 commandments? He said over dinner at his home in Houston in 2000. One of endless examples of a sharp wit, always grounded in common sense. So, a little bit more from the article. Burke won two majors in 1956 when he was the PGA Player of the Year. None more famous than his staggering rally at the Masters when he started the final round 8 shots behind Ken Venturi, another name most people younger than I probably have never heard of, even golf aficionados. In conditions so blustery, only two players broke par. Burke posted a 1-under 71 for a one-shot victory over Venturi, who shot 80. So, there you go. Jack Burke Jr.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
I hope he had a good fourth quarter.
I think he did.
I think that's fabulous.
Yeah.
I love stories like that.
And then...
Well,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and on top of that, and his comment... I looked up the 9 core values of the first tee, and they are absolutely perfectly fabulous. Mm-hmm. They are honesty, integrity, sportsmanship, respect, confidence, responsibility, perseverance, courtesy, and judgment. Those are the 9 core values that are taught at each golf lesson.
Fantastic. Yeah,
well,
things I think that in Jack Burke Jr.'s generation growing up were probably didn't need to be mentioned.
I agree. And unfortunately, you know, that used to be the case in team sports, you know, like you said, whether it be at school or intramural. But it just seems to be more and more all the time that there's so much emphasis on winning at whatever cost. And that does not, that doesn't highlight any of those core values.
Okay, so back to the other end of the spectrum. Speaking of golf, Nick Dunlap is the winner, the amateur who won the American Express golf tournament over the weekend, formerly known as the Bob Hope Classic over the years, at La Quinta Country Club. And he's a University of Alabama sophomore. So pretty impressive, you know, that he beat these guys who, you know, most of whom are in their prime. One shot victory over the guy in second place, Christian Bezuidenhout. You're supposed to say bless you. No, just kidding. Who? Bezuidenhout. Christian Bezuidenhout. Anyway, he started out with a 3-shot lead. There was some, you know, it got wobbly for a moment or two, but he held on and made a fantastic about 6-foot putt on the 18th hole to hold on and hold out and win. But to your point, the thing that I wanted to mention was he was asked about, you know, some of the things that other players may have said, and he said that everyone was, you know, he had received nothing but great supportive feedback from everybody in the field. He played the final round with Sam Burns and Justin Thomas. They were both supportive. Everybody says Sam Burns is great to play with. Justin Thomas is also an Alabama alum. And he was very congratulatory, Justin Thomas was, after, you know, on the final hole. He was, you know, obviously they were in the same group together, and Justin Thomas was very congratulatory. So, speaking of the kind of character one would hope to expect, and those 9 core values, honesty, integrity, sportsmanship, respect, perseverance, confidence, responsibility, courtesy, and judgment, they are, right?
Yes.
So, you know, these guys are all pretty straightforward. They, you know, all of them say, there's a series on Netflix about, I forget what it's titled, but it's PGA series. And I think in episode one, it featured Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. And they both say, you know, I want to beat him. You know, I always want to beat him, but, you know, I'm always rooting for him too. And I think that was the case at the American Express, and particularly on Sunday. I think, you know, from what I can gather, the guys in the final group were playing to win, but the more senior guys, Sam Burns and Justin Thomas, were also pulling for Nick Dunlap. So, you know, I think that is a demonstration of those nine core values.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so pleased to hear that. It gives us glimmers of hope, doesn't it, Christopher?
Perhaps. Yeah. Yep. And I don't think that's always the case. You know, it's interesting, you know, how much the adults and parents, but, you know, the adults in general shape these kinds of things and the trajectory of young people. Sometimes, maybe unfortunately, living vicariously through young people. It's unfortunate how that colors these kinds of things. And then there's, you know, what sport for young people has become. I mean, obviously, I remember playing things like sandlot baseball, which was pretty fun. And it's not organized in the sense that there's some league and everybody drives to a place. It was just, you know, a dirt lot. I'm thinking of, you know, a place on the South Hill of Spokane, for example, that doesn't exist anymore the way that it did. There's a big field there now, and we didn't need the field. We played there anyway. You know, the sports complex is what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. I remember playing there when there was no sports complex. We still played sports without a complex, but somehow we managed to do that.
Yep.
And, you know, so it's interesting what happens when the organization stuff comes in. And I think there's a lot of maybe, you know, adults living vicariously through younger people. And I'm not sure if that's a good thing. But I think, you know, from what I've not done the first tee thing, but I was around when you were doing it, and it seemed like a great thing. It seemed like the mentoring and things were great for young people.
Well, it was, and some of them went on to really do well and play at Pebble Beach, and some of the, you know, the invitational things that they were invited to. And, you know, I've kind of kept an eye on some of those kids through social media and things like that. And, you know, they went on to excel at things in music and other things just beyond playing golf, and, you know, like skiing and music, playing violin or piano, sort of things. And I don't know if it had any sort of a segue from one into the other, but it's interesting because when you play something like golf, you can't blame or give anyone else the credit or the blame for your success or failure. It's all about you. And I believe that you can't help but have it carry over into everything else you do if you take those core values seriously.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I, you know, long for a time when we get back to a generation like Jack Burke Jr.'s generation where those things are just, they go without saying.
Well, we're saying it, and so yeah. I think you know, everything is a pebble in the pond, and there could be a ripple effect. I know I kind of got off the first tee bus because I wasn't teaching my grandkids in first tee, and I decided that I wanted to spend more time doing that with my own children, my own grandchildren, and you know, to a certain respect, that has happened, and I'd like it to be more so in the coming year and years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you getting us, your children, involved in golf. Maybe we'll talk about that. Who knows? Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. So the 9 core values of the first tee. I think it's interesting that confidence is sandwiched in the middle in the age of participation trophies. And again, you know, not to get too controversial, but I mean, you know, I mentioned my thoughts on the PGA and LPGA I don't recall seeing too many purple-haired folks in either league. I think that the ladies are a little too scantily clad. I don't think that's necessary, and I think it degrades them and, you know, the organization. That's a separate issue. But I don't think I'm not aware of anyone challenging either league that's confused about their gender, saying, you know, like men want to play on the ladies' PGA, for example. So in the age of participation trophies, I think it's interesting that confidence is sandwiched in the middle, number five.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not number one. I think that's great. I think maybe courtesy could be bumped up from number eight somewhere further up, but I just think that's telling, you know, the order: honesty, integrity, sportsmanship, respect. Respect is above confidence, responsibility, perseverance, courtesy, and judgment. I think that there's, you know, one could maybe sit and think about the order of those for a little bit.
Well, I think that's a good point. And then when you think about the fact that there's a week in between each, and that confidence would be week number five, mm-hmm. it's very interesting that it is, you know, planned out that way.
Very interesting. I think, you know, I know some people's kids probably, you know, could use week eight courtesy a little earlier. Some kids are a little oblivious about, you know, other golfers.
Mm-hmm.
You may have seen that in your experience.
I may.
There might be one young gentleman who comes particularly to mind, but I sure love him. Bless his heart. Oh,
bless
goodness.
His heart. Yes, we do have some interesting stories there, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think about judgment being number nine?
I think it's a good cap on, you know, on the list. I think, you know, depending on the spirit in which it's offered, I think that that's a good punctuation to the list of mm-hmm. core values. Yeah. Because it's, you know, you come through all the rest, and to me that's, you know, that's the punctuation of the list. And I think that keeps a maturity and a sobriety of mind.
I think that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll do it for the first hour. And so we'll be back in a moment for the second hour. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.